back, question 8 of hour 30. What is the name of the periodical which released an edition which featured an apparently broken FDA-approved tamper-proof safety seal with a warning that the seal must be intact because it is the only assurance of absolute purity? The answer is National Lampoon. For question 8, hour 30, the answer is National Lampoon. I'm going to give you the news right after this.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I'm Daisha Giordana. Paying cops costs a lot of paper money to cash-strapped cities, but officials in Bangalore, India, think they found a cheaper alternative. Officials there have set up cardboard cops at busy intersections in hopes that drivers will see them, think they are real, and slow down to avoid a ticket, MSNNow.com reported. The idea was done out of financial necessity. Sources say Bangalore, a city of more than 8 million people, has only 3,000 traffic cops and needs to double that, according to OneIndia.in. Bangalore Police Commissioner M.A. Saleem is optimistic that the paper-backed police are a good way of reducing speeding and preventing accidents. Quote, drivers in Indian cities violate traffic rules when there are no cops around. They jump traffic lights and go the wrong way on one-way streets, he said, according to abc.net.au. Quote, these cutout cops are very effective and they can be on the job 7 days a week, end quote. So far, Saleem is happy with the results, even though one of the first three cardboard cops has already been stolen. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 37 degrees outside, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 29 and question 1 of hour 31 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Connor from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Absolutely.
Awesome. What is your team name?
Mayroach Mastodons.
The Mayroach Mastodons. How did you get your team name?
Well, we're actually a hall at UWSP.
Oh, you're Mayroach Hall, huh? How many people you got on your team?
Too many to count. We've got a bunch of shifts going all at once.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
That's all, folks.
You're the first one that snorted like a pig.
I learned from my friend.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
A little exhausted, but we're college students. So we do this on a daily basis. So, all right, we're good. So
how's trivia treating you this year?
A ton of fun. It's all of our first year doing it, and we're loving it.
Can you summarize this year's contest in 3 words?
Too much work.
Oh, come on. How's the homework situation?
Pretty good, but I'm trying to balance it.
Who's had the least amount of sleep on your team?
It would probably be my friend Sarah. She's kind of honking as she's laughing now.
Is she going bonkers?
A little bit.
Is she going loony?
Like Looney Tunes. Like she's that person in the little logo.
She's Porky Pig?
Oh, yeah.
What are you all doing to stay up this year?
We're definitely doing a lot of shifts, a lot of junk food, lots of soda. One of us is doing laundry right now, so we actually have to get that done.
How many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
Only one. I'm the best finder. I can find anything on the internet.
That's some fighting words.
Yeah, fighting words.
Oh, I only speak the truth.
Which Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Probably Bugs Bunny, because we show up out of nowhere and nobody expects us.
If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
With our awkwardness, of course.
That's a good way.
That's awkward.
Follow-up question. What would your pickup line be?
Well, being a bio major, I'd have to go with the, if I was a DNA protein, I'd be helicase, and I'd unzip your genes. Oh, yeah.
What's the raddest radio station this side of Albuquerque?
WWST 90 FM.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for our 30.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for our 30 is Dyslexics. I taught a toony loon. Again, Dyslexics. I taught a toony loon. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90 FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of hour 29. In fifth place with 4,205 points is Freshly Squeezed. In fourth place with 4,465 points is Tin Man. In third place with 4,805 points is Dad's Computers, 35 years of trivia. In second place with 4,845 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In first place with 5,570 points is Festivus for the rest of us. Here are the point values for questions in hour 29. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 65 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, here are the point values for questions in hour 29. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 65 points. Question 5 is worth 20 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. And now, question number 1 of our 31 of Trivia 44 is, what is the first, middle, and last name of the fictional character who practiced his diction by using the following? Sassy salesman sold Sicilian sausages. Again, question number 1 of our 31 of Trivia 44. What is the first, middle, and last name of the fictional character who practiced his diction by using the following? Sassy salesman sold Sicilian sausages.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel of love.
We are in the middle of question one, hour 31. That question again. What is the first, middle, and last name of the fictional character who practiced his diction by using the following sassy salesman sold Sicilian sausages?
Trivia 44 and Amber Riddell.
Phones down in the back. That is the end of question one, hour 31 of Trivia 44. That question again. What is the first, middle, and last name of the fictional character who practiced his diction by using the following? Sassy salesman sold Sicilian sausages. The answer, Marty Sylvester Huggins. Once again, the answer for question one, hour 31, Marty Sylvester Huggins. Moving on to question two of hour 31. Fictional character Mary Spuckler placed her musical instrument in its carrying case after playing it. What is that instrument? Once again, question two, hour 31. Fictional character Mary Spuckler placed her musical instrument in its carrying case after playing it. What is that instrument? We are in the middle of question two, hour 31. That question again. Fictional character Mary Spuckler placed her musical instrument in its carrying case after playing it. What is that instrument? Say phones down in the back. That is the end of question two, hour 31. That question again. Fictional character Mary Spuckler placed her musical instrument in its carrying case after playing it. What is that instrument? The answer, blade of grass. Once again, the answer for question two, hour 31, blade of grass. Moving on to question three of hour 31. A comic book character is said to be a poor student but a terrific athlete. He is said to be all muscles, even to his head. He attends fictional Riverdale High School. What is the nickname and last name of this character? Once again, question three, hour 31. A comic book character is said to be a poor student but a terrific athlete. He is said to be all muscles, even to his head. He attends fictional Riverdale High School. What is the nickname and last name of this character?
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in
there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin. join them in a song. I'm going to join the family circle at the throne. Oh, no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy will sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Hey, little brother, we'll join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
We are in the middle of question 3, hour 31. That question again, a comic book character is said to be a poor student but a terrific athlete. He is said to be all muscles, even to his head. He attends fictional Riverdale High School. What is the nickname and last name of this character? Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 3 of hour 31. That question again. A comic book character is said to be a poor student but a terrific athlete. He is said to be all muscles, even to his head. He attends fictional Riverdale High School. What is the nickname and last name of this character? The answer, Moose Mason. Once again, the answer for question 3, hour 31, Moose Mason.
I am Oz.
Hi, Amber.
Hi, Oz. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning to you, and good morning to everybody. I am going to take my leave, and I'm going to take a whole bunch of leaves and pile them in a pile. And then no, I'm going to head on out. We're going to close down the complaint line. I'll be back in a little bit. Get some showers done on my body because I'm starting to get ripe. People,
getting that funk.
I'm getting that trivia funk, and I'll be back. And I'm leaving the station in very good hands here, Amber.
Oh, well, thank you.
And be back. Until then, complaint line's down. Adios.
Hey, adios, baby. All right, moving on to question 4, hour 31. Get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 13. The gentleman in picture number 13 was inspiration for a memorable big-screen detective. What is the nickname and last name of this fictional detective? Once again, question 4, hour 31. Get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 13. The gentleman in picture number 13 was inspiration for a memorable big-screen detective. What is the nickname and last name of this fictional detective?
Like hell tomorrow, so I won't go to sleep tonight. Na 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 na, sorrow, everything's gonna be alright. I am in control, I have no fear. I am benevolent, I am the king of fears. I love all my friends, I wish they would go away. I say stupid things, forgotten.
In the middle of question four, hour 31. That question again. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 13. The gentleman in picture number 13 was inspiration for a memorable big screen detective. What is the nickname and last name of this fictional detective? Phones down in the back. That is the end of question four, hour 31. That question again. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 13. The gentleman in picture number 13 was inspiration for a memorable big screen detective. What is the nickname and last name of this fictional detective? The answer, Popeye Doyle. Once again, the answer for question four, hour 31, Popeye Doyle.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Moving on to question 5 of Hour 31. Time to get out your collector edition Harley-Davidson motorcycle Barbie from 1998. On the back of the original case, which resembles a zippered jacket, is a message to Barbie written on a torn-out page from a small spiral notebook. The message is from Ken and is addressed to Barbie. What is that exclamatory message? Once again, question 5, hour 31. Time to get out your collector edition Harley-Davidson motorcycle Barbie from 1998. On the back of the original case, which resembles a zippered jacket, is a message to Barbie written on a torn-out page from a small spiral notebook. The message is from Ken and is addressed to Barbie. What is that exclamatory message? We are in the middle of question 5, hour 31. That question again. Time to get out your collector edition Harley-Davidson motorcycle Barbie from 1998. On the back of the original case, which resembles a zippered jacket, is a message to Barbie written on a torn-out page from a small spiral notebook. The message is from Ken and addressed to Barbie. What is that exclamatory message?
Trivia 44 and Amber Riddell.
We'll be right back.
Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 5 of hour 31. That question again. Time to get out your collector edition Harley-Davidson motorcycle Barbie from 1998. On the back of the original case, which resembles a zippered jacket, is a message to Barbie written on a torn-out page from a small spiral notebook. The message is from Ken and is addressed to Barbie. What is that exclamatory message? The answer, see you at Bike Week. Once again, the answer to question 5, hour 31, see you at Bike Week. Moving on to question 6 of hour 31, speaking of moving vehicles, a television character was told by a friend that it must be great to know you are going straight to hell at no more than 3 miles per hour. What is the first and last name of this slow-moving character? Once again, question 6 of hour 31, speaking of moving vehicles, a television character was told by a friend that it must be great to know you are going straight to hell at no more than 3 miles per hour. What is the first and last name of this slow-moving character?
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against my chair. Unless they try to play too darn fast. The beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she can hear my man a whale attack. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hell can. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgia folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance. If you wanna dance with me, don't care to hear them play a tango. I need to move to take a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music.
We are in the middle of question 6 of hour 31. That question again. Speaking of moving vehicles, a television character was told by a friend that it must be great to know you are going straight to hell at no more than 3 miles per hour. What is the first and last name of this slow-moving character?
Take you on a sea cruise. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby.
Phones down in the back. That is the end of question six of hour 31. That question again. Speaking of moving vehicles, a television character was told by a friend that it must be great to know you're going straight to hell at no more than 3 miles per hour. What is the first and last name of this slow-moving character? The answer, George Costanza. Once again, the answer for question six of hour 31. George Costanza. Moving on to question seven of hour 31. A nimble-footed athlete was pictured in a sporting publication where he was seen with a group of dancers, which was appropriate because as a high school and college basketball player, he was known for his dance moves after scoring baskets. A basketball camp director compared him to Fred Astaire and Gregory Hines. What is the first and last name of this athlete? Once again, question seven, hour 31. A nimble-footed athlete was pictured in a sporting publication where he was seen with a group of dancers, which was appropriate because as a high school and college basketball player, he was known for his dance moves after scoring baskets. A basketball camp director compared him to Fred Astaire and Gregory Hines. What is the first and last name of this athlete? We are in the middle of question 7 of hour 31. That question again. A nimble-footed athlete was pictured in a sporting publication where he was seen with a group of dancers, which was appropriate because as a high school and college basketball player, he was known for his dance moves after scoring baskets. A basketball camp director compared him to Fred Astaire and Gregory Hines. What is the first and last name of this athlete? Phones down. I say phones down in the back. That is the end of question 7, hour 31. That question again. A nimble-footed athlete was pictured in a sporting publication where he was seen with a group of dancers, which was appropriate because as a high school and college basketball player, he was known for his dance moves after scoring baskets. A basketball camp director compared him to Fred Astaire and Gregory Hines. What is the first and last name of this athlete? The answer, Glenn Davis. Once again, the answer for question 7, hour 31, Glenn Davis. Moving on to question 8 of hour 31. Television commercials take place in a variety of settings. One product is promoted in a commercial with a singer-guitar player playing his blue guitar in front of a business singing the praises of the credit card. What is the name of this business? Once again, question 8, hour 31. Television commercials take place in a variety of settings. One product is promoted in a commercial with a singer-guitar player playing his blue guitar in front of a business singing the praises of the credit card. What is the name of this business? We are in the middle of question 8, hour 31. Television commercials take place in a variety of settings. One product is promoted in a commercial with a singer-guitar player playing his blue guitar in front of a business singing the praises of the credit card. What is the name of this business? Good luck from all of us here at 90 FM.
Hey! Daylight come and me won't go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Come and we want more.
tiny me banana.
Come,
Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Deo, deo.
Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 8, hour 31. That question again. Television commercials take place in a variety of settings. One product is promoted in a commercial with a singer-guitar player playing his blue guitar in front of a business singing the praises of the credit card. What is the name of this business? The answer, Spruce Hardware. Once again, the answer for question 8, hour 31, Spruce Hardware.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I'm Daisha Giordana. David Pugh, leader of the Isle of Wight Council, said it was notoriously difficult to prosecute irresponsible owners and suggested that introducing DNA testing of dog mess could be the solution. He told a council meeting, quote, "We could test samples against the database and trace it to the dog's owner. I imagine we would see an immediate cessation to the problem," end quote. However, the idea failed to win the battle.